Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and today I have a special guest lined up. He is from whatthefussnews.com. But first, I have a big announcement regarding the podcast. From this point forward, it'll just be I, Sean. Frank is no longer with the podcast. Nothing really is going to change much. We still are going to have, you know, interviews and podcasts about sports, comedy, etc. Nothing's really going to change with the show. It's just going to be me. Until further notice, the show moves on. Okay, before we get to our special guest, here is our ad from A Teaspoon of Healing.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys, and I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.
All right, it's now time to bring in our special guest for tonight's episode. He is a member of What the Fuss satire news website. Chris, how you doing, Chris?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Okay, so I know we were talking a little bit off air, so tell me the beginnings and how you guys started, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, honestly, it's a group of five of us. Three of us grew up together in Tulsa, and then two other guys we met in undergrad at the University of Arkansas. We kind of had just a group text where we would, you know, share funny sports stories or talk about, you know, whatever is the most current news in sports. And every now and then, you know, we just send like funny headlines, stuff like that we had come up with. And at some point, one of us, I don't remember who it was, said something like, you know, this could be like an onion article. So we should look into that. And they kind of took it and ran with it. And we eventually got the site set up. And then we had a couple stories that, I guess, you know, got some traction and kind of blew up from there.
Yeah, because I was told, I guess Pat was his name, he told me something about Jim Rome. Now, did he actually call you guys out by names, or did he just say, hey, this is a satire website or whatever?
Yeah, we had a story about Boone Pickens leaving Mike Gundy $30 for a haircut that I guess got spread around, and eventually Jim Rome picked it up. And I don't know if he found it funny or what, but he did give us a little shout out, and so that helped with getting us some traffic and stuff, so that was fun.
Are you guys getting any media, like calling or texting or emailing or anything, or is it still kind of relatively like unknown in the grand scheme of things?
I think we're still pretty unknown. We haven't heard from any big media or anything like that. We thought we might with the Gundy story, but no, we're still flying under the radar.
All right, well, maybe this podcast can help, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
There's not much traffic with us, but at least it's something, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just wanted to talk about, you know, there's a couple stories that has kind of pissed me off lately. Today, you know, I found out that Max Kellerman,
I don't think anyone likes Max Kellerman.
Yeah, he's a boxing analyst, right? That's his background. He comes on and has the balls to say that Tom Brady is a game manager. Did you see that shit? He said that, oh, he's a great game manager, and that, you know. I'm like,
that's some Max Kellerman shit right there, of course.
Did you see that article or no?
I hadn't seen that, but that sounds like some bullshit that he would say. I mean, only Max Kellerman's gonna, you know, go after someone with six Super Bowl rings. I wouldn't recommend it for him, but he seems like the kind of guy. So are you a
fan of the NFL or college or what?
Both. Man, I've been a fan. I've been a big football fan. I was actually, unfortunately, raised a Lions fan. So I kind of stuck. So, I, you know, don't have much experience like rooting for the playoff teams and stuff, but it's been a fun ride.
Well, to make you feel better, I'm a Jags fan. And the people are so pissed off that Minshew looked like a rookie, you know, today, but it's like, what the fuck do you expect? Week 6, you know? We're recording Sunday night.
It's going to come back down once, you know, people get used to him, they get film on him, all that stuff. But
yeah, but the Jaguar fans are shit, man. Like, I guess that's every fan base now, is that it's the now. No one, people have attention spans of like ants, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They all want you to draft, you know, Pat. They're like, how'd you miss Pat Mahomes?
Well, what happened was he got the label of a passing offense at Texas Tech. So and there hasn't been that much traction on Texas Tech. So people unfortunately, he got labeled along with all his other buddies who flamed out. Like the past Red Raider quarterbacks, you know. Hasn't been too much success. So unfortunately, he got labeled. I think that's the same thing that happened to Minshew. I mean, from Washington State and everything. So.
Oh, yeah. I think people just don't. I don't trust Leach personally. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's got some little black magic going on the side. I don't know how he keeps winning.
Yeah, that guy looks stoned. Right. Yeah, he looks stoned half the time, anyways, you know, on the sidelines.
I would not be surprised. If you listen to his interviews, he sounds stoned half the time. college football has been like a big one, a real big one for us, especially this whole debate about, you know, what should be considered a power five, what should be considered, you know, should a group of five.
Yeah.
Playoffs, all that shit.
Yeah, so we can talk about that. I'm an alumni of UCF, so
a national champions UCF.
Yeah. Well, some people come to me and you know make jokes about that, but the fact of the matter is, if no one's going to crown us, we might as well crown ourselves. I mean, the whole system's a joke. It is a joke. Yeah. It's made for the Power Five. It is made for them. It is almost statistically impossible for a group of five team to make the playoffs. You know?
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. And then you look at some of the teams like Pac-12 and the ACC compared to, the American or whatever the hell it's called now.
AAC, American Conference, Athletic Conference, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well be a Power Five. I think what you should do is you should have the shittiest team from, like, the Pac-12. So, like, I don't know who the most garbage team in the Pac-12 is this year, but, like, Oregon State or some shit.
Arizona. It's probably Arizona or something.
It could be Arizona, yeah. They're always near the bottom. You have them play the winner of that conference, and if they lose, then they got to go to the American Athletic Conference in the Cincinnati or whoever, UCF, gets to go to the Pac-12.
Yeah, well, fact of the matter is, I have two older brothers, and, you know, we don't talk much other than sports. Like we'll have a running text for like ever about sports. And then we won't talk about like how's life going, like how's everybody going. I mean, we get pictures and stuff, but you know, we're not the emotional type. So it's just like, how's your sports team doing, you know?
It's like
everyone, because everyone, unless they get an emergency text that some shit happened, like everyone expect, you know, we all expect everyone to be good. You know, so you might as well just talk sports until you get that emergency text, you know, but.
No, that's the same way my family is. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, so let me ask you about UCF. When you went there, were they any good?
When I went there, they were okay, but they weren't like what they were. What they are now. I came in. I was there before, before the Bortles era. Bortles came in after I left. But we were solid. I mean, we had that cornerback Josh Robinson who got drafted. He was there when I was there, and we had a couple guys. But no, we weren't good at all. We had like quite a few losing seasons. I think we had maybe one or two bowl games when I was there. But nothing like this. This all happened after I left. I'm old, man. I graduated 9 years ago, so.
I got you. So no national championships for you.
No. I can't even remember, like, if we even won a conference title when I was there. It was a bunch of bowl games, you know, Liberty Bowl or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah. Those fun ones over in, like, Montgomery and shit like that early December.
Yeah, which is what we're going to go to now, because we lost two games, and it happened to be two of the worst possible games you can lose, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, which we have to go. We can go 10-2 and still not win the conference because we have to have Cincy lose twice.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think, you know, Cincinnati has to lose twice, which probably isn't happening. And then, we can go 10-2 and still get in the fucking Liberty Bowl, which whatever, but.
That'd be, you know, then you get to beat the shit out of some school that maybe 7-5, 6-6, you end your season on a high note.
When I went to UCF, it was more about the partying nowadays. It wasn't like, Like, nowadays, it's more about, you know, did you win or lose? Back then, it was, okay, to get your tailgating spot, okay?
Oh, yeah.
How fucked up can you get before you walk in, you know?
Well, now they finally started serving alcohol at college football games.
So yeah, we didn't ever...
That's helping out.
Half the people I hung out with, bro, didn't even go to the fucking game. They would just tailgate, you know, and then get shit-faced as fuck, and then be like, okay, cool, you three are going to the game, have fun.
That's the Alabama problem.
Come to my house after the game and we'll party more. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen that with Alabama, that they're having, I guess they're having trouble keeping kids at the game because they win by too much?
Oh, really? Something?
Yeah. So they invented this app that's like that you can track whether or not you leave the stadium before the game's over.
Right.
Something like that. They put this money into creating this app. It would have been better just to have like a slightly shittier football team to make the games more interesting.
Yeah, but, I mean, Alabama's going to be dominant until they get some sort of, you know, accusations or some sort of, you know, scholarship deduction from paying people to be there. I mean, it's only a matter of time. But
oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Them and Auburn. But, I mean, I don't know what Saban's doing.
Yeah.
You know, well, you feel like if there's some violation, it would have come out by now. He must just be, like, kicking the shit out of these kids.
Well,
scaring the hell out of them.
You said you're from Arkansas now. Are you a Razorbacks guy?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, yep. I'm a Gator guy, so we're rivals.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'd call it a rivalry.
Well, I mean, conference foes.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
My oldest brother, he was in the Gator band back in the day.
Oh, really?
Like a long time ago, yeah, about 15 years ago. He was in the band.
Do they get scholarships for that?
No. You have...
No, they're not paying suitcases full of cash for those kids.
What's funny is, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble saying this, what's funny is the band director, at least for the Gators, would pass around Hunch Punch before the game.
get them loosened up a little bit?
Yeah, he would just hand out, like... And two or three gallons of Hunch Punch and just pass it around. And like I'm not even kidding, man. I may or may not have been underage drinking with them.
Of course not, right?
I'm not gonna confirm or deny that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
But the band director could give two fucks who drank those times. You know,
so as long as you're getting your notes right.
Yeah, as long as your trombone player can fucking hit the Gator theme when they score, he doesn't give a fuck if you bring your brother or your, you know.
So that was during the Urban Meyer days, right?
Yeah, that was Tebow. Yeah, Urban Meyer. Yeah, Chris Leak.
You think he's gonna end up at USC?
Who?
Urban Meyer.
Oh, really? Is that the rumors? Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I've heard rumors. I have no idea. I don't think he's done coaching, but we'll see.
Well, that's your next fake headline, bro.
There it is, yeah, right there. Urban Meyer going to USC.
Break it.
You heard it here first. If we report it, it's news. That's what
here on Sense, yeah, here on Sensibly Cynical, yeah. I feel like Sensibly Cynical and What the Fuzz are match made. You know, the headline, the titles are similar.
Absolutely, and that's the thing with some of these things is so you can go on Facebook or whatever, you can see some comments to some of these stories, and it's like how these people don't realize that this is a satirical article.
What do you think of when you? What do you think when you first heard the name Sensibly Cynical? Do you like the name?
I loved it, yeah. Rolls off the tongue.
You were like, who the fuck is this guy? Well, it used to be...
Like, I gotta check this out. I'm sure you thought the same thing when you heard What the Fuss, right? You're like,
yeah, I was like, what the fuck, yeah. But no, it's actually... on this podcast, I recorded it just before I called you. It's actually just me now. It used to be my buddy and I, Frank...
Okay.
Us two used to do it, and then, you know, we're cool, but we just had, like, a falling out.
Yeah,
and now I'm just going to run it for a year and see what happens, you know. Go your separate ways, and we still hang out. Like, today we went to the Greek festival, you know. So it's like we still hang out. It's just he had different views of how I was running things, and that happens, you know.
That's Antonio Brown in New England, right? It's the same thing. Sometimes things just don't work out. You just got to... Gotta go your separate ways and do your own thing, you know?
Yeah, well, it
might not have been that as dramatic as that, you know? It might have been.
Yeah, trust me, man, there's no money being made here.
I know that.
No, it's just for fun, bro. I'm just shooting the shit. We've had some minor celebrities on here, though. We had one minor celebrity.
Really?
Yeah, we had someone, We had someone that was on Survivor on this show. Actually, two people that were on Survivor on this show.
Oh, shit. Did either of them win?
No, but one of them got, I think one of them got third or something. Sugar got third, I think.
Oh, nice. Nice. What, yeah. Do you know what season of Survivor they're on yet?
30.
Like, not those people, but what generally? How many? What are they?
30, not, they're on 39.
Oh, shit.
And they started in 2000, yeah. There's 19, so there's two a year.
Okay. At some point, they got to do one where they just have all the survivors, like the All-Star game or something. Do they do that?
They do it every once in a while. They have guys that play four or five times. And
okay.
I'm a survivor guy, obviously, but...
Yeah.
So, your staff, like how many people you have on this website?
So, right now, it's just, there's just seven of us. There's me and the other four guys that originally came up with it and put it all together. And then we have two other guys that we've taken on as writers who are... contributing headlines and stories and stuff like that. So, yeah, real small staff still, seven of us, and we kind of do a little bit of everything. Everyone kind of pitches it in wherever is needed to get everything done. So it's a fun little operation. It definitely is.
So what's the long-term goal here? Is there a long-term goal, like to make, I don't know if you make it a business yet, but is that the goal?
I mean, obviously, you know, if that ever happened one day, that'd be great. I don't think that's kind of I think we're still kind of just taking it as it goes, you know, kind of just seeing what we can come up with, seeing if people are interested, if we can, you know, get some traffic to the site and take it from there. But yeah, I mean, obviously the dream would be to be able to do this full time as a job or something like
that. So are you doing advertising?
I think Pat handles most of that. Like I said, Pat Turner, this is kind of his baby. He kind of came up with it and kind of got it all going, and we kind of just were along for the ride. And he's done the advertising. He's done all that stuff, so he's kind of taking care of that. And I think he's been learning a lot from it, and it's been getting better. So,
yeah. Well, let's go back to the NFL. What's your take on the NFL so far this season? Like, who's your team, and who do you have an eye on going forward?
I mean, any of the undefeateds, I guess, always the Patriots, you know. I'm a Lions fan, so that first week when they got up big on the Cardinals and then go back, or let them come back and they get the tie, I was like, you know, this is exactly what I expected from the Lions. That was nice to start off, you know, with a tie. Mm-hmm. And then the Packers look great, of course, because they're going to kick the shit out of us again, which is nice. The Bears, mm-hmm. I don't know about the Bears. Mr. Trubisky is questionable. You know, I don't know if he's the real deal, and what's his name from Minnesota? So.
Well, of course, you're not going to say he's the real deal. You're a Lions fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair. But totally unbiased. Totally,
oh, yeah, unbiased, bullshit. Here.
Yeah, yeah. Minshew, man, I like Minshew. He's good.
Yeah, my boy. Yeah.
The Raiders are better than I expected them to be. The Niners are better than I expected them. I don't think the Bengals are going to win. You know, the Bengals could go 0-16. Because they fired, what's his name, Marvin Lewis? Is that who it was?
Yeah, the Bungles. I call him the Bungles.
Yeah. With Marvin Lewis, you're guaranteed 6 to 10 wins a year. Mm-hmm. And that's about where Cincinnati should get. And they got a little greedy. You know, they see all the success of the new young guys, so they fire him. And I could see them going winless, so we'll see. I think it's going to be a fun season, though, man. I think there's a lot of parity and, like, a lot of – everyone is right around each other. There's not as much – haves and has nots as in other years. So there'll be a lot of good shit going on.
What's the Lions?
Who's your team? You say you're a Jaguars fan?
Yeah, I'm a Jaguars fan, man. We just lost to the Saints today, week six to the Saints. They actually have Teddy Bridgewater as their backup. You know, and he's solid. I mean, he's just had a rough start to his career with injuries and everything. But the Saints got a steal getting him, and he's actually undefeated now as a starter.
And they got who's the backup? Taysom Hill.
I think he's still there. Yeah. So they got three solid quarterbacks. Breeze is out for a while, you know.
But yeah, nice.
Today was the first day that Minshew actually looked like a rookie quarterback.
You know his stats?
13. It was 13-6. But his stats, I think he threw a pick and had like only 100 and something yards, no touchdowns, a pick, and like 180 yards or something.
Oh, shit, he's got a shit.
But it's like, I'm an admin on a Facebook Jaguar group. I was like, what do they fucking expect this guy to be like Tom Brady? I mean, he's a sixth-round rookie. Peyton Manning had a rough rookie year, you know, and this guy has one bad game. He threw his, I believe it's his first pick of the season. I mean, get the fuck out, you know? That shit pisses me off.
That's the Tom Brady curse, is now everyone's like, you're a sixth round pick. Tom Brady's a sixth round pick. Why have you won us a fucking Super Bowl yet?
Yeah.
You gotta be patient with these guys. And you got Foles under a long term deal, right? So he'll be back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Foles got a huge deal, and of course he gets hurt week one.
All you gotta do is get to the playoffs with him.
I kind of felt bad for him. But I know you guys, I was on you guys' Instagram, and I see you guys have been having some fun with Minshew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit. He's just a wild guy. He's the kind of guy you want at quarterback. And he's got that swag, though. Like, hey, man, I'm going to come out here, I'm going to sling that thing over the field.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is going to happen. We'll see.
Well, today was kind of rough, but they were, the Jags were handing out 35,000 mustaches to the fans who showed up.
What do you think of Jalen Ramsey? Is that the guy who requested a trade?
Yeah, Ramsey. I think it's a bunch of shit. Do I think his back is sore? Yeah, but do I think that he's using it as a ploy? Yeah, that's what he's fucking doing.
Oh yeah.
What he doesn't fucking realize is that we can pay him. We have Bortles under 15 million of dead money. We have Telvin Smith 9 million under dead money, and then we just locked up Miles Jack, our linebacker. So it's like, we don't, even if we wanted to, we can't fucking do it. So he just needs to chill the fuck out, wait till the offseason. You know, we can't pay Ngakoue either. So
it's not that these guys aren't worth the money, the team just fucking can't afford it.
Your front office makes shitty decisions, and unfortunately players have to suffer the consequences for your dumbass GM.
Where is old Blake Bortles these days?
He's the backup. He's the backup to the Rams. He's Jared Goff's backup.
That's not a bad gig.
No, a clipboard holder in LA.
Oh yeah, that's got to be a nice little life. And you say he's still getting this money from the Jags?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's still getting, well, I don't know if he's still getting, I think he's still getting some money, but they call it a dead cap hit.
Okay.
So, you know, we're under 16, it's like the biggest dead money hit in the league, basically.
Jesus.
Because we gave him a huge deal after that AFC title appearance.
And then he
fucking blew fucking shit after.
That's how it works, man. And you know, the Ravens did the same shit with Joe Flacco.
Being a UCF grad, I was all about Blake Bortles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like one of those can't miss guys, right? Like, he's like
6'6". I think he was a little overrated, but like I said, he went to high school probably like 35 minutes where I grew up. So I knew all about him. He was a big, strong guy, had the look, 6'5", had a nice arm. But it was one of those guys where he wasn't a natural thrower. He had to learn how to throw. He had a big arm. Yeah. He could run, but he couldn't throw a spiral to fucking save his life. You know?
Is that his undoing?
What?
Was that his undoing? Is that why they got rid of him?
His accuracy issues. A lot of times, he would stare down guys, and he would try to thread needles in. He would underthrow people, and that eventually did him in, was the inability to read complex defenses. Yeah.
So, yeah, you see a lot of guys eating up like that. They can throw, but they don't know how to read the game. So after a year or two, they kind of get figured out.
Yeah. So back to what the fuss now. So is this basically a social media account, to be honest? I mean, you said you have a writing staff, but how do you guys distribute the tasks, I guess? You have some people focus on Instagram, some people focus on the website. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so all of us kind of the chat lines and edit and go through that kind of process. And then in terms of advertising and sharing the articles and stuff like that, we're all involved. Pat kind of takes the lead on that and gets the articles out. And we've had a lot of success on Facebook, just, you know, putting these in fan groups and stuff like that. And fans just reacting either good or bad. Either they love it because it's making fun of a team that they hate, or they hate it because we're making fun of their team. But either way, they're clicking on it.
Who creates the actual images? You guys obviously use a professional image maker, right?
For the, like, the photos?
Yeah.
So we find those online and we give credit to the original photographer or whoever it was, and just kind of try to find a good one there.
And then you obviously have a program that you use.
Yeah.
Editing software?
The edited ones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about the technology. I'm pretty shitty with technology, but Pat does a lot of that. He did some and puts them together like that. He does like all finalizing the photos that we use and all that shit.
What do you mostly do then?
So I mainly do like headlines and the content of the article. But I mean, everyone does that, so we all kind of pitch in there. But that's what I focus on, really.
You're more the creative aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I try to be. It's a lot of miss with me. And then other guys will put in good ideas.
Stop being humble, bro. Stop being humble.
it really is a group effort, though. Like, coming up with something, like, because, you know, you come up with something, you're like, hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you tell it to someone, they're like, yeah, that's dumb as shit, man.
Well, I don't know how I came across it. I guess maybe you followed me or I followed you guys on there, but When I came across it, I was like, these guys are fucking gold. I need to get these guys on.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you like it.
But yeah, man, it's disappointing. Like, we couldn't get more than. I mean, I'm like talking to you, but I was hoping maybe I could get the whole crew on here.
Yeah, no, we'll have to come back and do it again when we're all available. And
hey, when you guys make it big, don't forget about us. All right.
Oh, this is our big break, man.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? We'll be like, hey, Sensibly Cynical was a big break right there.
Yeah, right. If you think that, then you need to rethink going to the lottery.
No, that's not.
No, we get some traffic. I mean, more people are obviously going to know about you now, but like, we're still working on our downloads. It's hard, man, in the podcasting game.
Oh yeah, man. There's a lot to choose from. So, you know, it's hard to stand out.
I mean, we have some California listeners, so.
Okay.
There's some people in LA and stuff are gonna hear about you, but.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? Like, when it comes to sports, like, what other sports are you into?
I'm a big soccer fan.
Oh yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, what league?
I'm a Premier League guy. I like Chelsea.
Okay. All right, same. I'm a Liverpool guy myself.
Yeah, I remember, you know, my middle brother's a big Everton guy. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and what's funny is we're both fans of Blues, just two different, you know. But
what do you think of Pulisic so far for Chelsea?
Yeah, he's been it was kind of a risk giving him so much money. I just hope he's not injury.
They got so many young guys.
Yeah, I just hope he's not injury prone. I mean, but I don't think he will be.
No, I think he's just going to take some time. Once he gets used to how England is, man. It's so physical, but like, once he gets used to it, he'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just a different game, you know, than MLS. I mean, I know a lot of people are MLS people, and I'm okay with MLS, but like I said, the game is much more fluid over there, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a much higher level. You get done in Europe when you're like 35 and you come to MLS and you can still ball for like 5 more years.
Right.
So that should tell you everything you need to know about MLS right now. But right. England, I mean, with all the money in England, it's not even fair anymore. They got Manchester. When Abramovich came to Chelsea, he was like the only one spending ungodly sums of money, and now everyone's doing it.
Oh, really? So you're saying Chelsea was the first ones to really start the huge bidding wars?
Yeah, to just go buy everybody you want to get and then, you know, put that team out there and just roll through everyone. When they had, they had Jose Mourinho as a coach, and they had Drogba and all those guys. Yeah, that was a good strategy when nobody else could buy players, you know?
Yeah, man, Drogba was my...
the Yankees.
Drogba was my guy, though. I
fucking love Drogba.
Yeah, he was my guy. You know, I was like, my brother, like I said, he was a big Everton guy, so I was like, fuck, I need the team too, cause so we can bond over something, you know? So I was like, Drogba was my guy, man. Like, the clips, the fucking goals he made were, like, brilliant. You can find it on YouTube. But, but yeah, Drogba was my guy, man.
How'd you pick Chelsea?
I can't even tell you, man. I think it was Drogba. Because I saw Drogba in the World Cup.
Okay.
Ivory Coast, I believe. And, I was like... And I think it's Copa d'Ivoire or something like that, with the way their technical, you know, writing is. But I saw them in the World Cup, and I was like, that dude's my dude. He had the long, I think he had dreads or something.
Yeah, he's got like the kind of like the perm or something, man.
Yeah, and he had like and the celebrations and the swagger was like off the chart. So I looked up what team he played for, and Chelsea, and then cool, I like the name, Chelsea, sounds cool. So I was like, yeah, that's my team.
Simple choice.
Pretty much. And William, you know, I like William too. Or liked. He's not there anymore, I don't think.
No, they're balling, man. I think he might still be there. I know they had Hazard. He's everywhere on the grid now.
Hazard, yeah. But I know William's old too, but...
Yeah. So maybe Pulisic can take his spot. Who knows?
Yeah, we're young as shit.
Yeah, we are. Well, so, I mean, the American talent in general, we got to get those young guys out there, man. We still got like Josie Altidore and these 30-year-olds playing international games. We got to get them young guys out there.
Yeah, man. Anyways, before I close, what's your thoughts on the NFL? Like, back to the NFL, what's your thoughts on all those concussion protocols and these late hits on QBs and stuff? What's your thoughts on all that?
I don't know, man. I don't know if...
Do you like all that?
I know what they're trying to do, but I don't know what... You can't make football safe. You know, there's only so much you can do before you just say, like, all right, you can't hit anybody anymore. It's all a good idea, but with the concussion protocol and stuff, you know, it's just a question of whether or not it's actually enforced.
Yeah.
You know? And you got someone like Ben Roethlisberger or somebody out there, and it's like, yeah, he probably should not be out there right now. But it's a close game, and he's not taking himself out. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, they're trying it, but I just don't think you can make football. You can't take concussions and stuff out of football. So mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what more they can do, but we'll see.
Yeah, me too, man. I mean, the fact of the matter is some of these calls are fucking bullshit. Like the ones where they expect you, like, they expect to... people just to, like, when they sack you, just to magically pull their body, you know, the body weight off the QB, like, they get that call. Like, fucking Calais Campbell. Like, he's, like, six six and, like, 300 pounds, and they expect this guy just to sack people, but then not put his full body weight on him, and they call a flag. It's like, what the fuck do they expect him to do?
Yeah, that, and when they're already hitting him, basically, before they throw the ball, and they throw the ball, and they... the D lineman follows through, and then they're like, "Yeah, yeah, throw me the passer." And you're like, "Well, what the fuck?"
Yeah,
they're supposed to stop the tackle after he throws, you know, yeah, not fall on top of him or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I think they're getting a little over the top with it, but you know they got to protect Brady, so yeah. He's got to play till he's 50.
Well, at this point, who knows?
Yeah,
but I think Giselle's gonna make him pull the plug on it in a couple years.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what's gonna happen. She's gonna tell him it's time.
Yeah, I see it happening in a couple years.
Yeah, I can see it. One or two more Super Bowls, and then he'll be
done. Yeah, and the media will act like they're sad.
Oh yeah, they'll be sad for a second, and then he'll be on ESPN before you know it. He'll be doing Monday Night Football.
I feel like Mahomes. Like yeah, I feel like Mahomes will be the next one that wins all the rings.
I can see it. They gotta get past. Has Andy Reid ever won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think he won. Didn't he win one with, didn't the Eagles win one?
I know they went to one. I don't remember if they won it, but...
I believe they won. I can't remember if he was there for it, though. He may have been.
If not, he deserves one, man. Pat Mahomes got to get Andy Reid. Yeah. Ring.
So, before we close, I just want to ask you, what's your favorite headline so far? What's the favorite, like, content that you guys have produced, that's your favorite stuff? Like, do you have something that sticks out?
We had the Gundy one. We had one about Antonio Brown. So I don't know. Have you seen the video of Tom Brady and his son online, where Tom Brady's sitting there and he makes his son come kiss him on the mouth?
No.
So we had a headline with Antonio Brown when he went to the Patriots that said Antonio Brown refuses to play for the Patriots unless Tom Brady will kiss him on the mouth.
That's pretty funny.
That was the first one that got shared and kind of got us a little bit of a following. So that's one of my favorite ones for sure. That and the Gundy one, because we're from Oklahoma. And I heard so many people in the week after we put that one out saying, hey, did you hear that Boone Pickens left Mike Gundy money for...
Yeah, Gundy.
That shit's not true because we made it up. So
yeah. Gundy, I'm a man. I'm 40. Come at me.
Oh yeah, oh my Gundy, man.
I watch that shit on YouTube every once in a while just for shits and giggles.
Oh, you got to. I think it's been 10 years already, which is crazy, because when it came out, it was like, everyone was like, what the fuck are you
Yeah, doing? And apparently after that, like the player didn't even like it. Like, got mad at him for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
He didn't even, like, the player, I think, got pissed off. I think he transferred.
Yeah, but, yeah, I can see it. I mean, you know, You don't need your coach out there just making a bigger deal out of nothing.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we do this thing. It's Sensible or Cynical Thoughts. So do you have any advice for people like they're trying to make a website or make something like happen with friends or whatever? Or do you have anything like negative, like something that gets you mad about sports? It could be about whatever.
I will say this. I think the replay shit in sports in general is getting a little out of hand. I think that it's, you know, you want to get the right call, which is right. But you don't want to waste, you know, an hour fucking watching a replay to see if one call was the right call or if, you know, like in the NBA now, they're reviewing calls. There's like 0.6 seconds left on the clock and a 10-point lead. And they're like, well, let's check the replay to see if it's an intentional foul. let's end the fucking game. We got 0.6 seconds left. Let's just call it a fucking day. So the overuse of replay in pro sports, which I would say that's my cynical. That's what pisses me off.
All right, well, Chris, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you having me, and we'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, man, we'll have to get the whole posse on here, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah, absolutely, man. Hey, I'll be rooting for UCF this fall.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. And what y'all saying in Arkansas?
Woo pig, baby.
All right, take it easy, bro.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. All right, man, see ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of Sensibly Cynical. If you could please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, it would be highly appreciated. Thank you.